Tell me where you're calling from. Tell me where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yeah. One at a time. One at a time.
Seattle, Washington.
We're Jersey in the snowstorm.
New Jersey. Oh, yeah, that's right, the snowstorm.
Virginia, Massachusetts in a blizzard.
Oh, my
God.
Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach.
Let's go there. Northeast Ohio.
Ohio.
Snowy New Brunswick. Corinne from Walnut Creek.
Wow, Walnut Creek. I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay. Hello. Hello. Corinne from Wisconsin.
Colorado, Wisconsin.
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Vermont.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say to everybody, I think the snowstorm has started on the East Coast. So my thoughts are with you guys back there on the East Coast. Now you know why I live in California. But enjoy it, though. It could be a lot of fun. So thank you all, everyone, for joining here with the course and for taking the Psychic Portals course. Emily's online with me, and really Emily helps me produce all these. So let's give a high five to Emily, because without Emily, we wouldn't get this done. So thanks, Emily. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And if you've never been on a call before, I think a lot of you probably have been on a conference call before, but maybe a lot of you have not. It's the first time. So the way we do this is I really believe that one question from one person really can answer a lot of people's questions, because many times it's the exact same question that people have. So we'll answer as many questions as we can via the phone here, but also on my school page on Facebook, we'll do that. And is there any other way, Emily? Those are the two ways, right? We receive stuff.
Those are the two ways, yeah. So if they're feeling like they're not getting in the phone, they can just post on your school Facebook page.
Exactly, and I'll go there and answer questions also. So I know a lot of you want to know about the. So well, first of all, I don't know, what should we do, Emily? Should we just open up the phone line? I'm so curious to find out what people think. And
yeah.
Okay.
So everyone who has a question, just press *6 to get in the queue, and we'll start taking your calls. And it looks like we already have one from Holly.
Holly. Hi, Holly. Holly Ruiz.
Holly, we can't hear you.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Holly. You got to speak. That's how we can hear you, honey. We haven't done the advanced class yet. We just sent the thought and we receive it. How are you, darling?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good.
So I have a question, kind of a two-part question.
Okay.
So I had a dream a while back about my husband passing away, and it
uh-huh.
was so real to me
uh-huh.
That I woke up crying. It really shook me up, and
uh-huh.
He came in, you know, he told me it's just a dream, don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
And then a few months later, I got a call, and it actually happened.
Uh-huh.
And
so it was a precursor, a precognition? You saw him in spirit before he was there, before he would pass out of the physical body?
Well, I saw, like, myself at the hospital, and they were...
Okay, oh, so you had a precognition dream. Mm-hmm.
And then when I was there, I saw it, like, just, like, I dreamt it, and then even at that point, I was like, is this a dream? But it wasn't, so...
And when's your birthday, Holly?
3178.
3178? 3-1, so you're a Pisces.
Yes.
Hello? Of course you're going to have dreams like this. Of course. So Pisces rules psychics. So it's a sign that rules psychic ability, Pisces. So they will often have dreams, clairvoyance. They'll have precognition. They're very sensitive, most sensitive sign of the zodiac, empathetic. They're born with that psychic sign, that sensitivity. So that's very normal and natural for you.
Okay.
Go on.
I've been dealing with a lot of guilt from it because... you know, I always hear, like, thoughts become things, and I don't know if, like, my dream caused it to happen.
It did not cause it. I wish you could be God like that and be in charge of everyone's life, but you're not. You're just in charge of your life. So every soul has a destiny, and before we come back into the human level, we sit with our guides and teachers and go over the soul's blueprint. And the soul's blueprint can be, involved with other souls, soul mates, soul groups, soul families. You've had other past life connections with before, and you played different roles, you learned different lessons, whether you were the father, the child, the partner. We take on all these different roles each lifetime to learn something different about our souls and the souls of each other. So don't beat yourself up, because it was out of your control, okay? That's not soul's destiny. The most thing you can realize is that he's not gone anywhere. He's around you. He's more with you now than he was in the physical dimension, because he's not limited. And he can be in several places at once as a soul. So, and, you know, they really will go close to your atmosphere and pick up your atmosphere. They hear all your thoughts. They hear your prayers. So he picks up on the upset and depression, and he doesn't want you to be that way. He doesn't want you to be that way. And it's hard because we're humans, and, you know, it's natural to feel grief. We have to go through that because we've had this human experience with them. So that's normal. But there's no reason why you should feel guilty, and there's no reason why you did not cause it. Listen, sweetheart, it happens a lot when people are, like, empathetic and can are psychic, which you are. I had an experience where I was ironing my shirt, and the space shuttle was going to take off. And I looked at the TV, and I said, oh, my God, it's going to blow up. I know it's going to blow up. Who can I call? I couldn't call anyone. And 10 minutes later, it blew up, and I just knew that. Now I could have thought, did I cause that to happen because I had that thought? But I didn't. It's you are able to see into a different dimension, a different world. So it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Okay?
Okay.
Right. And there's a wonderful course. I don't know if you've seen it. A Day in the Spirit World. Have you seen that yet in school?
Not yet.
Okay. So when the time is right for you, I know this is still pretty early, but the time is right. The Day in the Spirit World is a full day that I take you in and guide you. And you have experiences with loved ones that have passed over, like personal experiences, and your soul connects with their soul. And it's a really great, great course. A lot of incredible emails, better than I even thought it was going to be. I mean, so that's something you want to look into later on when the time is right for you, okay? But don't beat yourself up. That's the most important thing. And feel his love. That's what you want to feel, his love. Don't shut that down, love.
Okay.
Okay, honey. Lots of love, Holly.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to Krista at area code 303.
Hi.
Hi, Krista.
Hi, nice to talk to you, Jim.
Nice to talk to you. Have we talked before?
We have not.
Oh, good to talk
really
to you
like
now.
You. Yeah.
Is this the first course you've taken with me?
This is, I've done A Day in the Spirit World. And
didn't you love it?
I did love it. It was great.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm going to tell Holly, because it's such an experience. It's like, wow, it's such a rich experience that it would help so much, so the situation she's going through. So
good. Yes.
How can I help you, Krista?
So my beloved passed away about a year and a half ago, suddenly. And when we entered into a relationship, I remember specifically closing down my sight because I didn't want to see something. And I've had enough instances where I feel like I've been traumatized by something that I could see or wasn't able to handle yet, or somebody else wasn't able to hear, or somebody else invalidated, or I hurt somebody as a result of something that I said because of what I saw. And so then I'm kind of in this space of where I think that I'm having a hard time reopening my sight and also my belief in what I actually can see and what I can tune into. Meanwhile, I'm having these extraordinary relationships, one with my beloved who's passed away, and two with people
who are...
Oh, so
just like Holly, you had a lover that passed away, you had a partner.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, there were no accidents. We picked these... I mean, Emily's very psychic, obviously. She picks calls very similar. That's very, very interesting. Okay,
yeah.
Keep on going.
So meanwhile, I feel like I'm having these kind of ethereal relationships, even with people who are incarnated, but... So we're like in relationship physically, but also we're in relationship in a different, more expansive way. And it's just all confusing. But I think what I'm really wanting is how do I really trust what I see versus being an imagination, a desire, or a projection?
Okay. So, and you're a Pisces also probably, right?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, you're a Gemini. Okay. So crazy Gemini. There you go. All right. So Gemini. And that's a hard one. And the reason why, I mean, there's no good or bad for any sign, but I say that it's fun because Geminis, they always think, and the mind really works hard. So the Gemini energy, you got to bring that, really work on your grounding to bring that energy down to the heart and to the feet because, you know, go down to Mother Earth, you know, run that energy all the way down to Mother Earth. That's really be beneficial for Geminis because otherwise they're in their heads too much and they overthink, they overanalyze, and they're all over the place. Right?
Yeah.
They're all over the place. So even if you had a psychic experience, within 5 minutes, your mind would say, that's not real. Oh, that could be that.
Yeah.
Or that could, you know, 16,000 questions. So
yeah, that happens all the time.
All the time. So, Krista, meditation is perfect for you. Perfect, perfect, perfect. A regular meditation, like every day, 5 minutes a day. That'd be great. Five to 7 minutes a day.
Yeah, I do 30 minutes a day.
Hello. Okay. So what kind of state do you put yourself in that meditation? Where are you? What, describe to me that state that you're at with meditation.
Generally, what's the state? It's kind of in a not knowing state, in an open state, in a not being attached to anything state, and really being present with what arises state.
Oh, isn't that fabulous? So, and how does that feel to you?
It feels amazing. It feels
amazing,
incredible.
Right? Amazing.
Yeah.
Where you're really like, you're not in control, but you're in total control.
Right.
Right. So, and really what you can do is regular meditative practices are great. I just want you to become friendly with that state of mind that you go into during the meditation. And all it is a shift of mind, a shift of awareness. That's all that is. So even if you're in the grocery store and someone's screaming behind you or the cashier, just take a couple of breaths. Breathe, don't jump in, couple of breaths, bring yourself back to that, shift the focus, shift the awareness back to that state of bliss, that state of meditative bliss, yes, and
yeah.
Then look at it from that point of view. That'll be easy.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So when you have a connection with seeing things visually, you know, Gemini's got to be very careful in that they have diarrhea of the mouth sometimes, right, because just like Sagittarians, because they are the communication sign. And it's not that they mean to hurt anyone at all. It's just that they want to get it out quickly because they verbalize. They just got to communicate. So that's fine. First step is I want you to become aware of the visions that you have, the connection of your soul. So your soul will receive things all the time. Visions, you're probably very clairaudient. You're definitely clairsentient, so you sense things. And try to not try to fit it into a box.
Uh-huh.
It is what it is. You'll see things that, wow, and go deeper with the, if you come to a point that, oh, that can't be real, don't do that. When you have a vision, go, oh, let me go deeper into this vision. Let me explore this vision. So instead of limiting it or judging the vision, go deeper into it. Discovery. That's a great way. And see how your body feels or how your whole self feels when you have that experience of seeing something clairvoyantly, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So that's what you should do, and a regular meditative state would be really, really great. Now, when you get information for people, you have to realize that you have to be responsible how you present the information. So we are here to empower, not dispower people. So if you get something for someone, you first have to go into your soul, because I know that you wouldn't get a phone call if you didn't have an awareness. And you have to be responsible, and you have to present it. Should I present this information, or should I not? And
yeah.
if you are able to do that in a healthy way, you can couch it a certain way to help someone, not hinder them. And
yeah.
There might be some people you're going to get stuff for, and you can't even say anything. They just got to go through their stuff. That's
yeah.
hard, but it's not about you, you see. So it's,
yeah.
that's something you got to look at. And discernment, it's all about discernment. So meditation
yeah.
will really help with the discernment. Practice, practice, practice. Okay?
Okay. Yeah,
right.
Great. Thank
okay.
you.
Thanks, Krista. Uh-huh. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So we have two people who on the Facebook page who have a good question, James. They're wondering, Joy posted this, quite often I feel pressure in my forehead and or the top of my head when I feel connected.
Yep.
She's wondering why she's feeling this, and Stephanie says, me too.
Yeah, so that happens quite frequently. It's very normal for people to feel a lot of pressure. Depending on the type of sense that you're working at. So some people are clairsentient, which is sensing. Many times they'll feel in their gut, like the second, third, fourth chakra, that their gut will get, oh, it feels like I'm moving, and it's like, oh, I'm dizzy, and I just feel like this pain in my gut. That's also happens. People that are clairaudient sometimes get a high piercing sound in their ears. People clairvoyant will get sometimes a pressure. All around the top of the head that might get a pressure or feeling a difference in temperature. So what if you're opening up a sense to yourself, and if we can say a psychic organ, if you will, that you're not used to using. So it's opening up that, and it's bringing energy to that various organ, that psychic organ, which you're not used to using. So at first it might seem like pressure because it's opening up, or it might be a piercing, you know, like a piercing sound, or it might be the... It's just getting to that new vibration and that new feeling. So that will go away the more one uses it. Nothing to be afraid of. It's normal, very, very normal.
Okay. And then there's a few other people also wondering, they took our quiz to sort of figure out which of their clairs is strongest. And they're saying that they feel like they were tied in all areas. And how do they figure out which clair is stronger?
Oh, that's a good one. Wow. Wow, that's really good. Okay, so this is very good. I like this. Wow, that's good. So I would say that most people, every single person is clairsentient. meaning that you can sense something when you walk into a room. You sense the energy of the room. You sense the energy of a person. If you're meeting a person, you first will feel them. You first feel the energy that they project. So that's normal. Every single person is clairsentient because we're born that way. Our instincts, being a baby, the connection, telepathic connection with the mother, is all instinctual. So that's normal for us to be clairsentient. So that's fine. So we all have that. Clairvoyance is sight. So if you see things easily, as far as visions that you might have, the clearer you can see them, that's the stronger the visions are, the more clairvoyant you are. Or if you hear thoughts in your head really, it's like thoughts that we have every day. Like I have to go to the store and get some milk, but it's like it's a thought, but it's outside of you. I guess I could say it. And the best way to find out which is the stronger one within you or what you have is to use them. So we'll see how they are. Each one develops. Each one will develop differently. So practice is the way that you can tell if I'm more clairvoyant or more clairaudient. And the beginning, there'll be a little bit of all three, and also tasting some. There's something that knowing things, but really practice each one, and you'll see which one's first pulling ahead.
Okay. All right, let's go to Charles at 843 area code.
Charles. Hey, Charles.
Hi. It's not Charles, it's Tirsa.
Well, I hope you know Charles, because otherwise we have the wrong number.
Someone has to make a note of it.
There you go. How do you spell your name, sweetie?
The spell is T-E-A-R-H-S-A, Tirsa.
Okay, so I write down everyone's name. Okay, great. Okay,
well,
your question.
Well, I'm looking on your opening your psychic portals class,
yep.
Online course, and
yes.
I'm on lesson one. And I was wondering if you could give me some advice or some guidance about how I can better identify and release all the self-doubt and blocks that I have so that I can get a little bit better clarity and confidence in my messages and my gifts.
Sure. So I'm going to suggest a 28-day transformation course. Okay, so it's
yes,
on my school, JP School of Mystical Arts. There's a course called the 28-day transformation course. And that's been, hasn't Emily, like, unbelievably successful with people? And we've, like,
yeah, people love that one.
It's been unbelievable. So that's a course, though, Trinisha. Yeah, you have to be careful because it's a course, 28-day course, but you have to be consistent. So it builds up each day. The power of that course is it builds up every single day, gets stronger and stronger and stronger. So, and you can't skip a day. You have to be 28 days consistently to use it. And it brings up all this stuff about insecurity, about self-doubt, about how other people view you, giving away your power. So getting back to the sense of who you are as a soul, having this human experience, and really where you fit in. And it's really pretty incredible because you see your life in ways you've never thought possible. And it helps to reinforce who you are and in turn reinforces relationships in your life and situations in your life. And one of the strongest points of this course is you get to see how many times you've given away your power to other people just to be loved, just to be liked, to be accepted, to be approved. And it's a really great reminder, and it'll bring you into a space of security and looking at yourself in a whole different way. And once you accept yourself for who you are, not where you have to be, then you're open to engaging in discovery of your own psychic ability, letting your soul express itself even more. So that's meditation and that 28-day transformation course, what I suggest. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate your advice. Thank you
very much.
Thanks,
sweetheart. Okay.
Okay. Let's go to Shannon at 706. Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia, from Northeast Georgia.
Georgia, okay.
Yes.
How's is this any snow or no, not yet?
No snow, very sunny, very windy.
Oh, good, okay, good.
Early spring.
Good, okay.
I'm wondering if physical sight issues might have, I listened to the video, it really spoke to me about being afraid to see, because when I was a little kid, I did that. I could
mm-hmm.
see things, and it didn't scare me. Well, something scared me, but apparently it scared my family, and I don't remember much about that or much about what I saw, but I know that that happened. And so I also have astigmatism, and I have a really hard time seeing physically.
Well, back at you, same here. I have really bad astigmatism. I'm really bad at astigmatism. So, and I love it because it helps me to be able to be more clairvoyant. it helps me with my focus because part of the, when you first start to be a clairvoyant, you start using that ability. It's hard for a lot of people just to get away from physical sight and go into that space of seeing clairvoyantly. So if you have blurry vision to begin with, it makes it a lot easier, believe me. So this is interesting. So I want to go back to when you said your family put you down for seeing things. Is that what you said?
Well, I think from what I've heard, it seems that it scared them, whatever it was that I saw, and I don't remember.
Okay.
But it scared them, and they blamed another person they knew for some kind of putting a curse on the family or what, kind of weird story. Yeah.
That's really crazy. That's really like old belief systems. And, that's just old belief systems. You know, what's happened in the past, and it sounds like their stuff, not your stuff. So you got to leave it back with them. It's not who you are. You know what I'm saying? It's not who you are. So you're very talented. And your soul would not have joined this course if your soul wasn't trying to express itself and ready to see clearly. Yeah. So if you want to do a little mantra, I can see clearly. I can see my vision is clear. I can see things around me in the other world and in this world, and I can see people for who they are. Something like a mantra like that, simple, and say it like three times in the morning, three times at night, and it starts opening you up to that mindset of clairvoyance. That's really great.
Okay.
So you're not stuck anymore. Now's the time for you to open up. And you can see that also really, really well, Shannon, different ways. You can imagine in the morning when you get up in the bed, from bed, you can imagine that there's a curtain in your third eye area just going up, rising up, and that you're able to see what's going to be on that stage there clairvoyantly during the day. And I wouldn't suggest this for everybody, but I'm saying it specifically for you because of the fear aspect, okay? And we just want to get you to a place of opening up and being okay with that. And that's really great, by the way. If you want to, it feels better for you to open up that curtain and you see the light of God, that's fine if that works for you, or a heart that represents pure love. Because, you know, we are souls having a human experience, not the other way around. And it's the humans who dirty the soul with old belief systems and fear, because we are love, we're not fear. So it's the humans that are fear, that's their energy, but love is the soul's energy. So the more you can get into that loving space, and the soul can see, feel, hear, a multitude of ways to receive and express. So I think you'll get it. I think you probably were probably a witch in a past life and got burned or stoned or something, like we all were. And those memories sometimes come back, but we want to go a little bit more now. That's the past, not the present.
Okay.
Just keep
thank
things
you.
In perspective. You're welcome. Okay.
Okay. Let's see. How about Deborah at 775 area code?
775. What is the name?
Deborah.
Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. How are you, James?
Okay. How are you, Deborah?
I'm well, thanks. I'm actually also taking your Intuitive Psychic Level 1 course.
Good, the certification course.
The questions I have
Well, let me
over
throw
time,
some, Deborah, wait, let me
I've
throw
been,
something at you. Let me throw something at you. First of all, where are you calling from?
Sure. Nevada.
Nevada, okay. So when did you start the certification course?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay, and now you just started the portal course?
Correct.
Okay, so did the certification course, things that I taught you in that course, help you or really embellish on this last course and open the psychic portals? Did you find that was a good foundation for you to move even quicker in the portals course?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd had something occur, and as soon as I started lesson one of the Intuitive Psychic course, It answered one of my questions, pretty much, for the most part.
But that's great that you learned about grounding. Grounding is real important for you. So it's psychic certification.
Yeah, I had seen a tree in my third eye, and it was had a really thick, sturdy trunk.
Great.
Low growing with the branches reaching outward. So now I know what all of that meant. But the tree itself was indigo in color, and it was like holding your hand out in front of your face and then bringing it super close, like it just absorbed into my forehead.
Fabulous. So you know what that color represents,
sure,
right? You know what that color represents?
I know the third eye is indigo, but I wasn't sure why the tree was indigo.
It's great. Listen to you. It's great. What a great vision. So that's really good. What that means is you need to make sure you're always grounded when you're opening up your third eye center and your crown chakra. So never do this work without opening up the grounding first, connecting to Mother Earth, running your energy, as they talk about in Certification 1, running the energy,
right,
and then you open up completely. But that's fantastic. Congratulations. That's good. That's really, really good.
Okay, thanks. And then one other quick question, something that happened recently. You mentioned just a moment ago about having blurry vision.
Yes.
After I had done meditation one morning, in the last few days actually, I jumped up off the floor and I happened to stand up and look out the window, and I looked in the yard across the street from me, and there was a blue sign. And I've been working on clearing my chakras, and I thought, well, that's really odd, because when I pulled the shades up, I don't remember seeing that there, but I couldn't see any writing on it, and I didn't have my glasses on. So I grabbed my glasses, put them on, and when I looked back out the window,
of course,
I did not see a sign. So I was wondering if that had to do with my chakra clearing.
Yeah, it could have. It certainly could have. You know, you got to remember that when you, it could very much have that. You know, we got to remember that when we're doing that and we're working opening up these centers, that they are opening up and they're piercing the veil. They're going through different dimensions, and you really go through time and space in a way. So, I mean, it happened to me once at my window, and I was always like, cowboys and cow families coming like from the West, pioneer days, and like, what the heck? That's not happening. But it was, and I just was meditating and opening up the third eye. It's like, well, I was caught in between time and space. So it does happen when you're working and stimulating that third eye center. Different things can happen.
Okay.
So that's great. You should keep a journal, though, Deb. Keep a journal down
and
write
you.
Things down. Yeah.
I will.
Good luck. Okay.
Okay. Thanks very much.
All right.
Okay. Let's go to David at 650.
David. Okay. Hey, David. I bet it's not David.
Oh, could it be Debbie? I'm trying to choose a man.
I bet it's David's partner.
It could be Debbie.
It could be Debbie. Do you know David?
No, I don't, but I am at 650. Well, that's fair. You're coming up as David.
Well, Debbie, we have something to tell you.
My husband is David.
That's it. There you go.
So I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area.
I thought Sacramento, San Francisco. Yep, good.
Yeah, and I saw you on recently in San Jose the day before your Winchester Mystery House.
Oh, great, at the theater, at that movie theater.
Yeah, so this is my first course that I'm taking, and I was
Let me just interrupt you, Debbie, by telling you that, you know, I'm going to be in Santa Rosa on Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Doing a big demonstration in a Unity Church, which is, you know, a lot nicer than that movie theater was. So, and I'm doing a workshop on Saturday, too. So if you're interested, go on my website, check it out. It's not too far from you.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You had mentioned, I'm just starting, I'm on lesson one, and
okay,
I'm finding in the exercises that I've tried that I'm not very good at this so far.
How often have you done it before?
I've just, for the last year or two, I've just been, you know, doing a lot of reading and trying things, but I haven't really ever had any psychic experience.
Exactly.
Yet.
There you go. So you've never worked with me before, so it's your very first time. So you have to give yourself permission to be wrong, permission to just go with the process one day at a time. Can't happen overnight. So number one, it's good to that you started doing this, and just take your time with it. That's all.
Okay. What I wanted to ask you is, you mentioned that you had worked, when you first started in this field, you worked with somebody in Los Angeles, and you said you had to put a lot of energy into your practice, and I'm wondering about the level of commitment. I mean, how many hours a day should I be working?
Well, it depends on what you want to, the business you want to go into. Do you want to do full-time work as a psychic or a medium?
Not really. I just want to be more intuitive and
okay. So once a day is fine for you. Once a day,
okay.
At least half an hour a day if you could, like meditation, running your energy. learning, you know, the psychic certification course. After this one, if you want to take that certification course, it's a really great foundation for learning how to run your energy and learning how to ground yourself. That's a really good one if, once you get through this, okay, if you feel that's good for you. But I would say at least a half an hour a day. Don't rush it, though. You know, if you can make it, 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock, if you do it at the same time every day, that's great. If you can't, you can't. But if you can, that'd be great. And I would say, do not be in a place where you'd be disturbed. You need to have your alone time. So phones good turned off, no family around, and this is for yourself, you know, and that will help you. So a minimum of a half hour a day, I would say.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're very welcome, Debbie. Hope to see you.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Okay, let's look. There was some good questions on the page.
Mm-hmm.
Is Zara, I believe her name, wants to know, James, do you remember the Ouija board exercise we did with Eric?
Yes, of course I remember. Yes, I do. That was wild.
She was wondering. Yeah, so she's saying you used it in a really unique way. I expected you to go from letter to letter. Could you say more about how you used it?
Mm-hmm. So how I did that was, and this happened, well, the Ouija board, for those who don't know, is it has letters on it. You're supposed to go in your fingers, or the planchette will go to one letter at a time, spell out letters for a message or word. How I used it, I believe, in that experience was, and that's what happens for me, because I've been a medium for 35 years, I'm just attuning myself to the energy that comes in for a message. So I'm really used to what's going to be, you know, the energy that I'm working with. So when I started with that point of the letter, I didn't need it because it was coming through so quickly. I knew exactly what they were saying. So it was just a matter of me. I really used that just to ground myself when I was doing that on the Ouija board. So for me, it just comes through very, very quickly. When I do it with people, the board goes off the table, and I warn people ahead of time, hold on, because it's going to go wild. So that does happen. That's many, many years of doing that. But the energy just comes through me clairaudiently. So I hear the message. I hear it in words very quickly, like a full sentence. And by the time the board, you know, takes the planchette to point letter to letter to letter, we'd be there half an hour when I just got it with 5 seconds. Because I'm clairaudient. I heard it very quickly. So that was what was happening there.
Okay. And I know that was in the claircognizant lesson.
There was a claircognizant. So it'd be clairknowing. So I knew it was going to be said. I felt it within me. But I also was clairaudient a little bit because I heard it. So it was clairknowing, claircognizant, and clairaudient, both a little bit.
Which brings up a good question, James. I'm curious, and I'm sure some people might be now too. Is so for some of the exercises, you can apply them to the different clairs, even though they're in particular
lessons.
Without a doubt. If they're trying to strengthen one particular clair, should they more so try to go into that portal and strengthen and focus more on, like, let's say they're trying to strengthen their claircognizance, even though they're naturally clairaudient?
Yes, I'd say completely, because if you can get into one and really become an expert at that, that's fantastic. So first become an expert at one. And then once you've really gotten to that point, now I'm really good with this one, let me explore something else. But being said, going for one thing, like clairvoyance, even though you're going to try to really expand the clairvoyance and develop your clairvoyance, it doesn't mean that you're going to throw away the clairknowingness and the clairaudience, because in some ways they all work together, you see. They all work together, but one stands alone. But so if it's a clairvoyance you're going to work on, but you will really expand that. But along with that, don't give up the others, because they kind of go hand in hand a little bit. So the clairvoyance can be like, you know, 95%, but you're also going to have 5% of that clairknowing in there. And so it's just a little bit. But, yeah, that can be done.
Okay, awesome. Let's go to another caller. Let's go to Mystery Caller at 609-978.
Mystery Caller, are you there?
That's me. My name's Denise. I'm from
New Jersey. Hi, Denise. You sound like a mystery caller to me.
I know. I don't know. Oh, you know what? I don't know. Maybe because I'm not using my cell phone.
Well, maybe that's it. Where do you live, Denise?
I live, I don't know if you know it, it's in on the water, Long Beach Island, New Jersey.
I was going to say New York and New Jersey. I didn't know there was a Long Beach Island.
I'm an hour between each one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be in Red Bank, New Jersey next month, so I hope you're there.
Oh, my God, I love Red Bank.
I'm going to be there doing 3 hours of messages for people in New Jersey next month.
Where are you going to be, at the Count Basie?
Yes, the Count Basie Theater.
Oh, And I'll have to sign up. I'm so excited.
It's a secret, but I think Bruce Springsteen might come join me for just a hello on stage.
Well, you know, he's our local guy.
I wanted to meet him since I was 17 years old. So we're talking to his publicist, so we're, you know, I'm hoping because.
Oh, that's great.
Then I can die and go to heaven.
yeah, one of your dreams comes true.
I
right?
know, I know. Exactly. So, hope to meet you. How can I help you out?
Okay, now, it kind of relates, and this might help Holly a little bit, one of your first
mm-hmm.
callers,
mm-hmm.
is when I was about 8, we lived in this house that was about 150 years old, and I saw the spirit of the old woman who lived there. So then that was that. But then about 23 years ago, my brother was only 28, I had this dream that was more than a nightmare.
Yeah.
And it was my brother as a skeleton with these black high-top shoes came in my dream.
Wow.
And I just thought it was like a really horrible nightmare.
Uh-huh.
Well, a month after that, at 29, my brother died of a heart problem. And
wow.
when we went to his apartment, there were the black high-top shoes.
Wow. How wild.
So then after that, he would give me signs.
Uh-huh.
They're like, we lost our house in Hurricane Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this, like, box that I didn't know what it was, but I put it on my bureau. And then I put my brother's picture on, and the music box started playing. Here it was my brother's music box. It was just
great.
A thing with pictures.
Great.
So over the years, he's been kind of like a guardian angel to my daughter and everything.
Of course.
So I always knew he was there, but I never
sure.
saw him, but there was like so many signs.
Yeah.
Then last year, 2015, my dad passed away, but I had him at my house, and I had him with hospice until he passed away.
Right.
So ever since then, he's been giving me signs.
Of course. Your brother showed him the way, yeah.
Right, yeah. So,
right,
and it's funny, on the night of my dad's funeral, I'm like, well, Johnny's been around. Is he going to be with you? You know, or the two of you, you know, and I asked him how his funeral went and everything. He gave me a big thumbs up.
Good.
But he gives me signs like I played, he loved, matter of fact, he, I don't know, Chris Bode, do you know him, the jazz
I've
trumpet
heard of him.
Player?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, heard my him. Father and I both loved him. So
mm-hmm.
I was in the kitchen, I had Chris Bode playing, and the lights start flickering. But
perfect.
The thing my father's been doing lately is that, you know how they say, you know, you find a coin?
Yep.
Well, now, the weird thing is it happened once, but now it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in bed reading at night, and I have that same music box that it was my brother's.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a little box that has all my dad's little things in. And I'm laying there, and it sounds like pennies from heaven clinking on top of the jewelry box, but there were no coins.
Wow.
So I hear these things, but I never see them. And then it was funny because my husband and I were having a disagreement over something, and it sounded like 10 coins fell down from the ceiling.
Funny. Wow.
Like he's like, don't talk to my daughter like that.
Wow, how great. Wow. Isn't that
but
great?
But the thing is,
wow.
I never see them.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I have, and I'm so glad they're there, they give me so much comfort. But, and then one time I had gone to like a haunted place that had a paranormal group.
Yep.
And I started speaking. I didn't see the spirit, but I could kind of sense her, but I never see them. Only the one time when I was young did I see that
so,
one
so let
spirit.
Me ask you a question, Denise. Let me just jump down to you and just ask you a question because you're very interesting. You're fascinating. It's some Italian background, yeah?
Yes.
Of course.
And my grandmother had, I think I inherited from her.
Yeah.
because in her house, not only did she have like the Blessed Mother and Jesus, but she had all the things to keep away the evil spirits.
Evil spirits, yes, of course. So you're
and
born, the first thing came to my head was Lady Gaga, Born This Way, which you are. And it depends on how you want to, and let me tell you, spirits come through any way they can. If they know they can come through with coins, they'll do it. If they know they can come through with a music box, then they will manipulate the music box. So they'll find the best way they can to get through to you. And once they realize they've gotten through to you, they'll all start jumping in and trying to do that. So that really works well.
Well, I like that they do that. I like that my mom and dad, or my brother and my dad, do that.
I'm going to cut you off because I have a lot of calls. Let me just ask you.
Okay, I never see other spirits, though.
Well, what do you want to do with this? Do you want to develop your mediumship? Do you want to develop your psychic ability?
Yeah, I want to be able to develop my mediumship. So
okay, so I think you can. I think you could definitely develop the mediumship. I'm going to throw you into that the mediumship certification course. You need to do that 6-week course.
Okay.
Please do that. And then what I'd like to do after that is to get in development circle. And there's a bunch of them in your area, and there's also a spiritual church in your area, The Journey Within, which you definitely should check out. But definitely become part of the community, of my community here, and that mediumship certification course will really hone you in. It'll hone it in. You're all there. It's all there, but we'd just like to sculpt it better now. We'd like to really define it better, you know?
Okay,
refine,
great. And I'm going to go get by your tickets for Red Bank.
Yes, and come back and say hello to me during Red Bank. Come up to me at the end.
Exciting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And remind me you spoke today, okay?
All right, thank
you. All right, honey. Bye-bye, Denise.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you.
All right. Let's go to Kimberly, I believe is the name, at 303.
Kimberly.
Hi, James.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Fighting a cold.
Oh, God bless you. Let's send you a green light of healing. Okay, good.
Well, thank you. Just a quick background on me. Yes, I have seen spirits all my life. I hear them. If I see them, I don't hear them. If I hear them, I don't see them.
Interesting.
And I've never done anything with it. It's just something that's always been part of my life. I just accept it. Sometimes I ignore it. My family it freaks my sister out, but my parents, they've never discouraged it, but they've never encouraged it either. Mm-hmm. So finally I've decided to go ahead and take one of your courses just to see what I could develop from it.
Good.
And now that I'm doing this, I am having the most incredible, wicked, weird dreams every single night.
Yay! We're going to open you up some way. Yay! And your soul has probably been begging for a lifetime. We all express itself. So this is it, which is great. So it's all going to open up for you. Good. Fantastic. First of all, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I mean, is that normal, though? I mean, now that I'm doing this and I'm having
honey, you're asking the wrong person about what's normal. You're asking the very wrong person because who knows what is normal? I mean, is there anything that's normal? I mean, look at our country. Is it normal? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You know, what's normal? I mean, God. So whatever's right for you is normal for you. So never, ever place yourself in a position trying to let other people try to get the approval of other people. You can't get it from your family. You can't get it from your siblings. You can't get it from your friends. You got to be yourself. You got to be that unique soul that you are. And in doing that, and being that uniqueness of who you are, that's how you teach them. That's how you open up their minds and to look at something in a different way. Change their perspective a little bit. Like, oh, gosh, she's so weird. Oh, she's into that. And then the more you do it and you honor who you are and you don't shove it down their throats. You just present who you are. That's just who you are. And you'll get more attention that way. You'll get them to look at you in a different way. You don't have to be so aggressive to try to change their minds or open them up. Let them just see who your change is, your development, and it'll happen. It's very normal when you've been closed off for a long time that when you open up, you'll have impressions and dreams. Sometimes at night when you're dreaming, it's a mixture of the physical, the brain going through certain changes, your soul going through changes, how you're going to, it's really is opening the portals that we named this course, opening up various portals, activating various portals, different ways of being, seeing, hearing, experiencing. So you will have that. I would strongly suggest, Kimberly, the meditation part in the conscious mind during the day.
Okay.
That will really help you with grounding that energy and also help you to own it, you know, to really own it. So simple meditations. I have a free meditation on my page, on my website, and also in the school. So use one of those. I want you to meditation. Learn about grounding. Run your energy. You're very sensitive. You're a real empath. So one thing I would say to you, which I'll say to everyone on the call, is we've got to be mindful of the energies that are thrown to us every day, especially when we're sensitives or empaths. So the world around us is really a sea of thought, because people send out thoughts not realizing that's real stuff. It's matter. We just don't see it on this physical level, but it's there. It sits in the ethers. And being a sensitive or an empath, we pick up that stuff like a sponge. Not that we mean to, but we just do because we're sensitive. So it kind of glue, it sticks on us. So every morning we all should prepare and cleanse our etheric or spirit body. And so what I do is every morning in the shower, I clean the physical body, and then I do a little meditation where I imagine this water coming through on the top of my head as a golden light and just going through the body and taking away any energies which are not mine and going out of my fingertips and my toes, and also the space around me, the envelope of light, the auric field, also putting that gold light around there, doing the same thing. And you get to you really start getting into a regular routine of this, and you'll get to a point, okay, I feel completely clean inside, out, energetically. And then what I say is I set up my space. I program my day. I say, may God go before me and show me the way. And the word God and the word love are the highest frequency we have in this three-dimensional world. So when you focus that love energy around, that God energy around you, that's the energy you'll have drawn to you. And the ones that are not of that light energy will not be around you. So try that out. Everybody listening, try that out, because that really does work. And it's important.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Thanks, sweetheart. Hey, Emily,
okay.
I know there's I want to tell everybody, too, I have my Power of Love book, which I think is on. The Hay House just put it up for sale on $1.99, right? And it's on ebook. For $1.99, so check that out. Hay House Publishing.
Yes, it says your ebook is $1.99 all month.
All month
for
the month of love. It's a month of love.
Yeah, for Kindle, Nook, or iBook.
Good.
So people can check it out. It must be at hayhouse.com.
Hayhouse.com. I also have a free for anyone who wants to know. I have a free unconditional love course on my website. You go to my website and it'll pop up, and you can register for the free online love course.
Yeah, it's at JVP School of Mystical Arts, and if you don't see it right away pop up, you can just scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and it's right there. It's called One Day to Unconditional Self-Love, and it's all free.
The other love course we're doing comes out in 2 weeks, right? The love course.
Yes, our next course comes out next week, actually, Jane.
Next week. That's a trip and a half. Have you watched the trance?
I have. Would you like to talk about it? Talk
about it. And, you know, so it's really, really funny because, you know, Kimberly's saying normal, and we're talking about Heidi's normal. I'm like, what's normal? I went into a trance. We're doing a course on love because it's a month of love. And the Love Council, these guides around me who helped me write my book, The Power of Love, they wanted to speak and about love and I don't know what else. And I actually went into a trance, and these beings came through who had never been through me before. And Emily was in the room. We had a videographer there, and it was a pretty trippy experience, wasn't it, Emily? I mean, you were there. I was kind of not there.
Yeah, it was very trippy, very interesting.
Interesting. So they answer questions that Emily posed them about love and about life, and so that's going to be part of the Love Council course coming out next week. Pretty trippy,
yeah.
If I do say so myself. Okay.
Yeah, there's great insights in it, too.
See, I don't remember when I go into trance. I don't remember.
But we'll be sending an email about it early next week so people can stay tuned.
Okay, cool. All right, another question?
Yeah, let's see. How about Sonia at 323 area code?
Sonia.
Hi. Hi, James.
Hi, Sonia.
I'm really happy. I live by Hollywood Hills area.
I thought so. Hollywood. Very good.
My question to you is, and I have two, and I'll be brief.
Okay.
One of them is, I actually get the visions, but they run like a two-hour movie in 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I can't seem to catch up.
Okay, good. So I have a great way for that. So when they're running in your mind really quickly, you have to like press stop. You have to press stop. You've got to be in control of it. So say stop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stopping. And then you're going to ask, what does this mean? Why am I seeing this? You need to let me know, why am I seeing this? And your guides will tell you, or if it's about someone in the spirit world, a particular person, they'll tell you. So you have to be in control of stopping that movie, like press a stop, a pause button, and see what it means. And that way you can fully let it engulf you fully, and you're not just the, you know, just not letting it happen. You're in control of it. That works really well. So try the pause button.
Okay, my second question is, thank you for that.
Yep.
My second question is, sometimes I'm minding my own business and I have this overwhelming, like a panic attack, but I know it's not me. So I tell myself, this is not me, and it goes away immediately.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, I just spoke about it. I'm Sonia, see how things work out? So you're obviously very empathetic. You're sensitive. So you're in a patch where you're picking up someone's energy, whether it's in a space you walk into, whether it's something you're just picking up, you will pick up energies. And the energies that are fear energies, panic attack energies, nervousness, anxiety, those will be the first ones you'll pick up because it's the lowest vibration. So those you'll pick them up. So you need to start, you know, doing that whole thing I just spoke about with the meditation in the morning. And if you can learn how to run your energy, and I have a course in that in the school, is Run Your Energy. Psychic certification course is good. It's perfect for that. But you need to be you need to control that. You need to control your energy, and you need to control the space that you're in and not let it control you. See, just like the call we just had with Kimberly, just like the same thing, you got to be in control of it. Don't let it control you.
So okay, is there a way of finding out where it's coming from? Because maybe it's a, I don't know, I feel like it's a call for help of some kind.
Sure, so that's fine. So what you can do is once you run your energy and realize it's not from you, you can place it, let's say, above your mind, above your head, and say, okay, what am I seeing here? What am I feeling here? And where does that belong to? What is the source of this? And then you'll be able to have a whole new sense of communication. So it might be someone that you know. It might be someone you've just been around. It might be someone in your neighborhood. It might be someone in your family. See where that belongs to.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I'm
enjoying your courses. I'm taking the Healer Psychic Medium, and I'm also taking the Portals.
Great. And then when you can, if you can fit in some time after the psychic certification, must be really great for you, Sonia. It'll help with a lot of this what I'm talking about.
Good. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye.
So, James, a few people on the Facebook page wanted you to talk a little bit more about the woman in the wedding dress in the exercise in lesson one.
Well, if they can write down on Facebook what they picked up, I'd love to hear a little bit of background. Is that
possible? Oh, it's a great idea.
Because I'd like to
see
who's accurate and who's not. Uh-huh.
Let's do that. Okay, I'll put up a thread and people can post there what they're getting, and then we'll reveal next week. How's that?
Well, let's just see. So should I talk about it next week then?
Yeah, why don't we do it? How about we'll do it on our next conference call?
Let's do the next one, because I want people to tune into that picture and see exactly what they get. I mean, that's really important that they do that, and then we'll go over all the impressions that they receive, whether they receive something clairaudiently, clairvoyantly, clairsentiently, or touch, or knowing. This is all I know is I know who this person is. It's not my mother, but I know who this person is, and there's been it's very interesting what you'll pick up. I just think the reason I chose that person was there's a vast amount of traits that that she gives. So, yeah, that'll be great.
Okay.
Let's do that next time for sure.
Perfect. Okay.
And they can find that on the Facebook school page. They can find the picture, right?
The
it was sent
in the
it
video.
Was sent to the
it's
course,
the
I know, but
one, yeah.
Yeah.
The picture is in the lesson one video on, I believe it's the video is called Picture This.
Picture this.
So everyone can chat about it, though. We'll post a thread on the Facebook school page, and then we'll talk about it on our next conference call.
Perfect.
Okay, we have another great question from Mackenzie, which is really interesting. She's wondering, looks like she's clairvoyant. I get flooded with images that appear to be on a fast-forward reel, but when I ask for it to slow down or stop, I lose the images entirely. I guess stop means pause. When I'm actually practicing and going about my everyday, all of a sudden I get visual images. How can I have the same result when I'm actually wanting to target my psychic ability?
Oh, wow. Well, it sounds like it's sporadic. For Mackenzie, it's sporadic. Very similar to Sonia just before, it's sporadic. So we got to learn to get into a system of when you're about to read someone or a situation that you want to be clairvoyant, read clairvoyantly. It's placing your mind in that space. So you have to control it. It can't control you. So I would strongly suggest, Mackenzie, getting into a space of discipline, to discipline the clairvoyance. So whether that's, again, doing meditation every day for a half hour, that's fine. Opening up to the exercise we talked about with the clairvoyance, opening that space up when you're sitting in that meditation, work on your clairvoyance and seeing scenes then. And it's also what's behind the scene, what's behind that. So you don't have to just see it fast before you, but you can stop it, not by just saying stop, but what does this mean? Why am I seeing this? There's got to be that sense of discovery for these scenes that you're seeing. Things don't happen just sporadically. So whether it's a symbol, whether it's a vision of the future, whether it's something about the past, whether it's something in your own life. So she has to really go into what does it mean? What's the discovery? That's it. And who cares if it goes fast and fast? That's fine. You can say stop. If it doesn't stop, the way you can also make it stop or help it is to say, what am I learning from this scene? What does that bell mean? What do these red flowers mean? What does that mean within my soul? Why is my soul picking this up, expressing itself that way? What am I being shown?
Okay.
Then you're really getting involved in the vision, and you're really getting involved in it, and you're starting to own it, and you're starting to have a different position with it and a different role with it, instead of not just letting it happen to you, but you're controlling it in a way.
Right. Okay. All right, let's go to a person at 802-299, the phone number.
Hi, my name is Carmen. I'm from Vermont.
Hi, Carmen from Vermont. Are you being snowed in right now?
I think so.
I think so. I heard that snow is on its way up there.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, well, build a snowman. Have a good time.
Yes, that might be an option.
Exactly.
I was always a sensitive child. I was empathetic. I was a registered nurse for many years, and about almost 10 years ago, I had a horrific trauma, which almost killed me.
Wow.
And left me completely blind for 2 years. Now I'm just legally blind.
Wow.
I'd also had a full face transplant in Boston.
Wow.
I'm one of the, you know, people that had I was severely disfigured.
Wow.
So,
really interesting.
About,
so keep on going.
Yeah, I have an unbelievable story. I've been around the country talking. I do inspirational speaking.
Good for you.
And I play music. I didn't start until 4 years ago that I'd written my own piano music, which I had never any intention. It just, all this stuff has just
exactly.
come to me, and I've just been so blessed.
And wow.
Part of it is I've channeled people's relatives non-intentionally, but it just sort of started happening.
Okay.
So this is the first course I've taken. I've done a lot of research and stuff. So because I'm legally blind, which is a blessing, believe me, I see a lot of different things.
Uh-huh.
I see a lot of colors. I see a lot of blobs of violet and indigo. I just see a lot of stuff, and I just don't know what it means to me. And I ask, and I don't know what it means, because if I focus, James, I can see it 24/7. I see
right.
it with my eyes open. I see it with my eyes closed.
Right.
So I've been a little, more than a little confused, anxious at times. You know, I've sort of shut down a little bit because I don't know what to do. I don't know where it's going. I don't know.
Oh, honey, just be you. Don't close down. Just be you. You're great. You're amazing. You really are an incredible being, I got to say.
Thank you.
And I think it's great. So would you say you're more psychic, more mediumistic, a little bit of both? What would you say?
I feel like I'm everything.
Okay.
See things. I hear music when I wake up. I'm very empathetic. I probably feel more than I do anything else, that I have the precognition, premonitions I've had. Not a lot, because I think over time I've had to really open up to it. That I am extremely sensitive I'm 80% burn, so my body, I had a whole new body, new everything, and not in a pretty way the first few years, and my body is so sensitive because I'm all scarred.
Sure,
so it's like my heat, my cold, whether I, you know, sometimes I can't tell if something is wet, is it wet or cold. So I've then really, over these last, you know, 9 years, I've come so far. I just come so far. So I'm just expanding on that.
Well, you know, you're incredible. You're incredible. Thank you for sharing your energy with us. And I just got to say that things happen for a reason. Who knows? Maybe that's the reason. I don't know. Things happen for a reason. But one of the exercises I have for people, which is one of the most successful, I put a blindfold around them. So they cut out that sense, and they become much more aware of the atmosphere around them, yeah? And they're able to tune into their energy around them. Now, this is interesting, just to share with you, is that 80% of our being, of our soul, is out of the body. Only 20% is in the physical. So only 20% of that energy, that light energy, is in the body. But most of us is out of the body. 80% is out of the body. So that's something everybody should realize that. And if people could honor that and put themselves out of the body in that 80%, boy, wouldn't life be different. And their perspective would be very different. So what I would love for you to do, and this is an exercise just for you, okay? What I'd love for you to start doing is honing in on your clairvoyance, because I know you're clairsentient. I know you're empathetic. You're clairsentient. You sense really strongly. But I really would like to get more of the clairvoyance from you. So, and I'm not even going to say to you, go into the mediumship right now. You can later on. But let's first get honed down on the clairvoyance. So what I would, is it possible if you have people come to your house, or you have friends or family members?
No,
come...
actually, I'm more than a little bit of a loner. Because
you are.
I live in the same area I grew up in. Everybody knows me. My face transplant is sort of very sci-fi and very weird, Certito.
On top of
stuff, I don't hang out with a lot of Tito.
Okay, so what you can do is this, and then you can do this. Do you have photographs around your house somewhere? Or what you can do?
Yeah.
Not forget photographs. I know you can't see. You can see a little bit. You said.
I can see. I can't see detail that I have a machine. I mean, I can see things. I can, you know.
Okay, so what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to either get magazines of people you don't know, you know, pictures of even if it's National Enquirer, I really don't care. There are big pictures there, or a People magazine, some of people. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like you, for one person at a time there, as you have your eyes closed then, I just want you to try to tune into the atmosphere around that person when that picture was, the camera was, picture was taken. Become aware of the colors of the blobs of light that you see, the colors. And then what I'd like you to do is once you have established that you have certain colors around that person's field, I want you to go color by color, go from one side of them, the left side to the right side, see the blobs, but each blob means something. So delve into, what does this blob mean? I'm seeing an orange light. What is that? Why am I seeing this and feeling this here? What does that have to do with anything? And always remember that it has something to do with that. Let's say the person's name is John. So I know it has something to do with John. Why am I feeling this? Why am I seeing this? Why am I sensing this? Why does John have this orange feeling around him? And then go to the next blob and work yourself around that person, and then try it with several other pictures, and you'll soon find that when you have the feeling or a sight of second sight of orange or yellow or a square or a triangle, it means something. It feels right to you. So that way you'll be able to have a reference library of what you're sensing and or clairvoyantly what you're seeing. So then when you keep on using it over and over again, it'll be much easier for you to discern what that means. So why don't you try that? That's a really good, great way. Even if you want to, I don't know if you watch television or something like that, you can pause the television commercial. Again, you could do it that way also and just try to tune into it, the energy around that person. It's a good one.
Okay. All right. I'll try that. Thank you.
Yeah. You're very gifted. Thank you for calling, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay, Carmen. Bye.
Okay. I think we're out of time, James.
I think we're out of time. I have to go to a book signing now in San Diego.
That's fun.
For those people that are in L.A., I'm going to be at the L.A. Expo this weekend also, and I'll be in Santa Rosa, and then I'll be in the L.A. Expo. If you want to go, please join me. Not you, Emily, because you'll be working. On the love course.
I love that you're right.
Thank you, everybody. Really appreciate you joining me here. And, take time with the course. Don't rush it. And remember, one day at a time, be patient. The word is patience. Don't try to do a spiritual bypass and get there at the end. It's a process. So just honor yourself with the process and patience. Thanks, Emily.
Nice. You're welcome. And just everyone, we have a conference call again in 2 weeks. So you'll be hearing from us. I believe you already have the date, and we'll send you a reminder the day beforehand.
And that photo, I want to hear everything you can about the photo.
Yes, post on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
bye,
you.
Dave.
Bye.